From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. It's good to have you join us for the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be turning to Romans chapter 5, where we will consider the step of absolution which a sinner must take in order to be right with God. First, here's a beautiful hymn, Man of Sorrows, What a Name. This afternoon we're reading from Romans chapter 5, the first 9 verses. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. I would like to take a few minutes today and consider the verse 1 of Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Over these past weeks, we have been examining the steps to God from Paul's letter to the Christians situated in Rome. Of all the books in Scripture, it is Romans which furnishes us with a complete picture of the gospel. This letter is full of texts which outline simply and clearly how we can be prepared to meet God. We have been thinking about some of these texts. We began with the step of education from Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We then pondered the step of contrition from Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The next step is one of supplication, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," Romans 10:13. Last week we examined the step of regeneration or the new birth from Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Today the step we shall consider is one of absolution. In order that we might become the children of God, it is vitally important that we are absolved from sin. This absolution is here called justification in our text. Let us therefore consider the step of absolution, which is so necessary if we are to enjoy peace with God. Firstly, we need to be absolved from the guilt of sin. Earlier in these studies, I emphasized the importance of contrition and coming to God. The Lord delights in what the psalmist called the broken and the contrite heart. This is the spirit which recognizes the guilt of sin and comes to God with humility, knowing that His mercy is what the soul requires more than anything else in life. When the sinner comes to the Lord in this manner, God grants him absolution from the guilt of his iniquities. This absolution involves forgiveness. It is also something else which is much greater than forgiveness. This is known as justification. It is always nice to be forgiven by somebody whom we have wronged. Forgiveness, however, will not remove the wrong we have committed. It is even possible to face a guilty verdict in the courts despite being forgiven by the victim of the crime. This is because forgiveness cannot remove the past. God may forgive us, but still we stand guilty before His law. We can be forgiven and yet guilty at the same time. Therefore, God must do more than merely forgive. He must justify the sinner. Forgiveness is an emotional act taken by the heart of the one who has been offended. Justification is a legal act whereby the law pronounces a man or woman to be without guilt. If you were charged with a crime but found not guilty by a jury, you would be justified because the law has proved you to be innocent. God, however, when He justifies sinners, makes the guilty innocent. This is what we need, and this is what God does for the sinner who calls upon His name. He provides an absolution whereby we are made just and righteous as if we had never sinned at any time. Only then are we entitled to call ourselves the sons of God. Because God makes sinners righteous, He is able to forget all our sins. There are scriptures which teach this to be the case. In the Psalm 103 we read, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." The distance between the east and the west cannot be measured. While the north pole and the south pole are definite points, the east and the west are mere directions. Therefore, when God removes our sins, He puts them at such a distance that they will never be recovered. Also in Micah 7:19 we read, "He will turn again, He will have compassion upon us, He will subdue our iniquities, and Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." When something is cast into the deepest place in the ocean, it is intended that it will never be recovered. God never intends to recover the sins of those who beg Him for mercy, because He has declared those people to be innocent. Therefore, it is possible to have real peace of conscience, because God freely absolves those who come to Him. Secondly, I wish to speak on something which follows on from being absolved from all guilt. God also absolves the sinner of the penalty of sin. Sin is something which carries a penalty. We stated in an earlier week that the wages of sin is death. The penalty of sin can only be measured in those awesome words of Christ, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Many people fear death. It is not death you should fear, dear listener. It is what follows death. If you do not have peace with God, then death is the doorway to hell, to the great white throne, to horrors and pains, to a place of constant wailing and weeping. This is what you should fear. If you understood how real and how definite hell is, you would not stop until you knew that such a destiny would not be yours. This final doom need not be yours, because when God absolves an individual, he delivers that person from the penalty of their sin. Logically, this must be the case. If God declares an individual to be innocent, then it would be a miscarriage of divine justice for him to then make that person pay the penalty for their sin. Such a thing cannot happen. The Christian is one who is real peace, because he will never be lost. This is what we mean by the word saved. To be saved is to be delivered from the wrath of God. It is to have assurance, to have peace, to have hope. It is not presumptuous to face the future and say, "I will be in heaven when I die." It is to have what God says we can have. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I wish to share with you how we can receive this absolution. We are absolved through faith alone. Therefore, being justified by faith. We come now to the truth which separates false religion from true religion. The religion of man seeks to be justified by works. Do this, do that, attend your place of worship, do what your church says, and you receive absolution. You receive peace. The religion of God teaches us that we are justified only by putting our faith in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are made innocent only through the one who died for our sins and rose again the third day. I would appeal to you this day to rest upon Jesus. If you want to be justified, if you want to be declared guiltless before God, if you want to have this absolution, then you need to come to Christ, because he is the great high priest who offered up himself a sacrifice on Calvary's cross, a sacrifice for your sins and mine. He is the great high priest who prays for us today as the resurrected Savior. And you can go directly to him and cry unto him for mercy. And God will absolve you. And you will have peace. And you can look into life with assurance that he is with you. And you can look into eternity with assurance that you will be with Christ on high in glory one day. But you need to come to him. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he died for us that you might have peace with God. Will you not put your faith in the Lord today? Therefore, being justified by faith, you can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I trust that you will do this.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.